Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You have come to the right place. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us for a Tuesday. Lots on our plate today. A little bit later on, we'll get an update on the Raiders Stadium project. Any of you in Southern Nevada, or even those of you from Northern Nevada down on the Strip, you make trips down to go to the Strip to go see a show. You see this thing rising out of the ground. It is the Raiders Stadium. It's almost as if it is overhanging the I-15. It's not, but boy, it sure looks like it. We'll get a chance to talk with Tommy White after 10 o'clock, and I always get excited about that. Also, as you know, teachers in the Clark County School District have voted to authorize a strike during the 2019-2020 school year if there are budget cuts made by the Clark County School District. This is against state law. What does it all mean? Ruben Murillo is the president of the Nevada State Education Association. He'll join us. He has been on our show many times back when he was the head of the Clark County Education Association. And then he moved on to the state organization. Now the state and the local, they're having a fight of some sort. We'll talk about that. But I will simply tell you that one of the things that this means is that the promised raises may not be coming to teachers, not just in the Clark County School District, but around the state. We'll talk about that with Ruben Murillo coming up just after 11 o'clock. First, though, I want you to, this is one of the, you know, we talk about a lot of serious stuff. And then we talk about stuff that's not so serious. Alyssa Milano is calling for a sex strike because of some of the laws. So some of the laws that would limit or outlaw abortion in southern states like Georgia and Alabama and places like that. Alyssa Milano is saying that we need a sex strike. Ben Shapiro, a guy that I have a healthy respect for, was on with Martha McCallum last night. Did you catch this? And they tongue-in-cheek, although it's not, I mean, it's a serious deal. Serious deal. But I want you to listen to Ben Shapiro and his reaction to Alyssa Milano's call. She's an actress, a grade B actress, pretty much. She's not an A-lister by any stretch of the imagination, but she gets a lot of publicity. But Alyssa Milano's call for a sex strike. Listen to this.
I want to ask you also about this other tweet that came from Alyssa Milano, who suggested that because there are some states that now have a heartbeat law, Georgia just passed the law, Mississippi has it, Ohio has it, and there are a couple of other states that look like they're about to pass it. And she is very upset about this, and she tweeted, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over their own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get our bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on." What do you think?
Well, I'm glad that Alyssa Milano has finally discovered traditional marriage. That's exciting. I'm glad that Democrats in Hollywood are finally discovering, hey, wait a second, sex might have something to do with making babies. And if we don't want to make babies, then maybe we should just not have sex. Gotta say, I feel kind of bad for her husband. I feel probably like her husband is pro-choice, and yet he's the one bearing the brunt of this particular decision by Alyssa Milano. So, you know, more power to feminists. If they don't wish to have sex, and they wish to do so in the name of apparently preserving the lives of the unborn, welcome to the club, guys.
So it is odd, you know, to, you know, sort of use that as a weapon, and as has been pointed out in a lot of the pushback against her, it seems almost like a sort of sexist approach to getting where she apparently wants to go, which I'm not sure exactly where that is. Here's Meghan McCain today on The View talking about this and about how pro-life women feel about this whole argument. Watch this.
People like Alyssa Milano need to understand that there are women aren't just one section of the population that are like her. For pro-life women like me, which is a very strong tenet of who I am and how I view the world, I believe that abortion is murder. So the idea that there's gray in allowing murder in the United States of America.
And this was pushed back. You know, the discussion was, look, it's okay. I think what I think and you think what you think. And, you know, you heard her not backing down in terms of whether or not there's any gray with an issue that she sees as life and death, murder.
Well, good for Meghan McCain. She does a terrific job on The View. And obviously the push that all women have to feel like Alyssa Milano or they are not true women robs a lot of women of their femalehood. The fact is that three of the co-sponsors of the Georgia bill were women. All of the lies that are being promulgated by the media, the grave lie, the suggestion that if a woman has a miscarriage in Georgia, she's going to be prosecuted, which is just not the truth. I mean, it is just a blatant lie. The fact that that has made the rounds is demonstrative of the fact that if you are seeking to attack pro-life positions, the best thing that you can do about it is to falsify the pro-life positions and claim that really what pro-lifers want to do is control a woman's body as opposed to protecting an unborn human life.
See, that to me makes a lot of sense. And I know we make light of it, a sex strike, hashtag sex strike. Yeah. But I'm sorry. Now does that include sex toys or is it just, sex with your husband that you're not going to have? I don't know, what the deal is there. Can we get to some serious stuff? Honest to God, can we get to some serious stuff that actually makes sense? As we brought you yesterday, over the weekend, Kamala Harris, not to be confused with Kamala, the Ugandan giant. Uh-oh, he's here. Kamala, the Ugandan giant. it's not him. Not him. Remember the wrestler from the 1980s? No, that's not the one and the same. This is Kamala Harris. The senator from the People's Republic of California, she has come out in favor of free health care, whether you call it Medicare for all or something else. She comes out for that for everyone living in the United States, whether they are legal or whether they are breaking the law and they're here illegally. And that has a lot of people really stoked. Myself included, by the way. We're going to find out somebody else that agrees with Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris in just a couple minutes. And you're never going to guess who it is. It's spoiler alert. It's the former Vice President Joe Biden. We'll let you hear him in his own words talking about that coming up in just a couple minutes. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. It is live and local. Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. and regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Okay, you know by now, we told you yesterday, and we let you hear in her own words, Kamala Harris, United States Senator and presidential wannabe from the People's Republic of California. We let you hear Kamala Harris in her own words saying she believes every person living in America is entitled to free health care. She's not the only Democrat that buys into that. I would guess out of the nearly two dozen candidates out there, Democrat candidates, Democrat wannabes, that most would probably adhere to that. I'm just guessing that Bernie Sanders does. One candidate we know that believes that is Joe Biden, the former vice president. Tucker Carlson went after Biden with a vengeance, and Kamala Harris. On this notion of free health care for illegals, this is cut four. Here it is.
Anyone who is in a situation where they're in need of health care, regardless of whether they're documented or undocumented, we have an obligation to see that they're cared for. That's why I think we need more clinics around the country.
Whether they have documents or not, This isn't a fringe candidate you just saw. It's not Mike Gravel or some Green Party wacko. That's the former vice president of the United States. He's now the front runner for the Democratic nomination. As of tonight, Joe Biden is up by 25 points over the rest of the field. 2 years from now, Biden could easily be president. Chances are his running mate would be Senator Kamala Harris of California. And over the weekend, Harris made it official she agrees with Joe Biden on this question. Illegal aliens deserve full government health care. Watch.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Let me be very clear about this so you know you're not taking her out of context. We even got the hand gestures. She's telling us that we have an obligation to pay the medical bills of every illegal alien in this country, period, as she said. Now, how many people would that be exactly? Well, we don't know. In fact, we have no idea. Thanks to lobbying from elected Democrats like Kamala Harris, nobody knows how many illegal aliens live in this country right now. It could be 12 million, could be 40 million. But one thing is for sure, once the rest of the world knows that we're passing out free health care, it will soon be many, many more. How much will all of that cost this country? Who will pay for it? How many more doctors and nurses will we need to provide that health care? How many more hospitals and clinics will we have to build? Joe Biden said we'd have to build some. How many? Well, no one's saying. No one's saying anything precisely about it. They haven't thought about the details. That's odd. Our health care system is already overpriced and inadequate. In fact, that's the main reason Democrats won in the last election, because they promised to make it better. Now they're telling us the solution, the way they're going to make it better, is by giving unlimited free medical care to foreigners who break our laws. That's just lunacy. There's no other way to put it.
Well, Tucker Carlson is, as always, right. One other issue I want to get to in this half hour. I can't wait till we get to the debate stage. The president is debating one of the two dozen. We understand Steve Bullock. Ever heard of him? He's a Democrat. And is he the governor of Montana? Governor of Montana. And he's running for president. Everybody's running for president. This is getting stranger and stranger, proving, I guess, that anybody can run for president, even the governor of Montana or something like that. Anyway, the other story I want to get to is Rashida Tlaib's assertion, just bizarre, that Palestinians created a safe haven for Jews during the Holocaust. Aaron David Miller is a CNN global affairs analyst. And yesterday, even he was scratching his head. Listen to Aaron David Miller relative to Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's assertion that Palestinians somehow created a safe haven for Jews during the Holocaust. Here it is. This is Cut 6. Go.
You know, I think there will be a ban on the deployment or employment of Holocaust imagery and metaphor in Washington politics. Every time it's used and deployed and has been by Republicans, Democrats, it's wrong. Genocide is not a unique event, but the willful murder, systematic organized murder of 6 out of every 7 million European Jews is a unique event. And every time it's done, it leads to misunderstanding and antagonism. She also has her history wrong. I mean, on 2 points. Number one, it's an arguable proposition, even had there been no Holocaust, most of the institutions of the current state of Israel were in place before Hitler started killing Jews. So the Holocaust added urgency and international support. But I suspect with or without it, the state of Israel would have come into being. And finally, on this notion that Palestinians either negatively or positively helped to create a safe haven for Jews, the reality is that the Arabs of Palestine, Haji Amin al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti, in Nazi Germany collaborating and coordinating with the Nazis about what would happen if Rommel's Third Court actually had been successful in Egypt and been present in Palestine. They were considering extermination of the entire Jewish community there as well. So this was ill-timed, ill-advised, and I think it clearly is simply going to antagonize and polarize the already polarized debate in Washington.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, rewriting history. I always love it when they rewrite history to their advantage. I absolutely love it. Oh, my gosh. I just looked at the clock. Do you know what it's time for?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Coming up a little bit later on in the program, Ruben Murillo will join us. If you don't know the name or if it maybe it's a, well, it sounds familiar. He's been on the show before, and he is currently the former president of the the Clark County Education Association. Okay. And now he is the head of the state organization, the Nevada State Education Association. And a couple of different issues that are on the table. One, Clark County school teachers have voted, believe it or not, to strike sometime during the 2019-2020 school year if the district goes forward with budget cuts. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. He'll join us, by the way, just after 11 o'clock. Make it appointment listening, would you? Also, Tommy White will join us. He's out there somewhere. And, of course, we'll get an update on the Raiders Stadium project. We'll also ask him about tariffs and how they impact workers like his, the Laborers Union Local 872. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Can the Democratic field for the White House next year get any bigger? Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just become the 22nd Democratic candidate.
We need to defeat Donald Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money drown out the people's voice.
That from Bullock's video announcement posted this morning. He won re-election in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner just released from a Bronx halfway house this morning after being found guilty of sexting with a 15-year-old girl.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He'd been sentenced to 20 months in prison, but spent the final months in a halfway house. He's been ordered to register as a level one sex offender. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225, NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday. It is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. I know a lot of you are looking at the summer ahead and saying, what are we going to do? We want to, you know, take the family out for an extended outdoor experience. Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more. No matter where you live across the state, they have clients all across the state, and they provide adventures, outdoor adventures all across the state as well. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, I promised you that we would get back to a whole bunch of the serious stuff. We're going to leave Alyssa Milano and the alleged sex strike. We're going to let that go. We will be checking the Dow in just a couple minutes. But the Dow is bouncing back quite nicely, or at least it was. It may have in the last 20 minutes boomeranged the other way. But I will say this. In fact, let me just see. The Dow is up 290 points. It was down, what was it, 693, something like that yesterday. It is now up 290 and climbing. So we may be back to where we were a couple of days ago. But, you know, it was interesting. Rod Rosenstein at a, and I forget if this was a graduation speech, not sure. But apparently has taken out after James Comey and his performance on that town hall. Gloria Borger, let's go to cut three real quick. Gloria Borger was on CNN yesterday, actually last night, talking with Anderson Cooper. And his, well, her reaction anyway, to the Rod Rosenstein attack on James Comey. Listen to, this is cut three, by the way. Listen to this.
Gloria, what's your understanding of how the FBI views Rosenstein at this point?
Well, my understanding is that they view him with suspicion, that they call him the survivor, I've been told, inside the FBI. Obviously, there's a large group that likes Comey very much and feels that he was unjustly treated. And while they give him some credit for shielding Mueller to a degree and shielding the Mueller investigation from the president and anybody else who wanted to get rid of it, they also believe that he has broken down the lines of independence between the Department of Justice and the executive branch. And they think also that he has not done enough to defend the Department of Justice to the executive branch when the president starts criticizing it.
That was Gloria Borger. Now, the other legal eagle on the CNN team is Jeffrey Toobin. And he, too, was on with Anderson Cooper. And he wasn't really all that surprised by Rod Rosenstein's pushback on James Comey. Here it is.
Jeff, I mean, is it any surprise that Rod Rosenstein would push back at Comey, given what Comey said?
No, it's not, and you can see why both of them take the positions that they do. I mean, just remember the history here. I mean, I think we take it for granted that everybody remembers, but, you know, the president wanted to fire James Comey for one reason and one reason only, because of the Russia investigation. And then he sends Rod Rosenstein off to invent a pretext to fire him. In the Mueller report, they use that word, a pretext, of that he was fired because he was too mean to Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Just a preposterous justification. The president then asked Rosenstein to elaborate on that, to pretend that that's the real reason that Comey was fired. And that, to me, is, I mean, it's indefensible that what Rod Rosenstein did. And you can understand why Comey is upset that Rosenstein allowed himself to be used that way and then praised the president on the way out the door. So the contention between the two is very much understandable.
They're now going to go after Rod Rosenstein. Watch and see if the left, led by CNN and MSNBC and others, if they don't suddenly take out after this guy. And by the way, I've always thought that Rod Rosenstein was a bad guy. Now we're finding out he's a good guy. Did you think that Rosenstein was a good guy or a bad guy? I always thought he was a bad guy. He was one of them. Now we're finding out he's one of us, and he's going after James Comey. You be the judge. Okay, I want to switch gears here. We have the tariffs. For at least 2 weeks, it's going to hurt. The president says it'll hurt for about 2 weeks, and then it won't hurt. This is what CNN has begun doing. I told you yesterday, in our interview with Jared Fisher, that I had seen an interview with the owner of a bicycle manufacturing firm, Kent Industries, K-E-N-T, Kent Industries, and that essentially He was saying, oh, the price of bicycles are going to go way up. Well, Jared Fisher says he sells them and they haven't gone way up. And, you know, he's been warned by one of his manufacturers there may be an increase. It won't be dramatic. And he says that he might even eat that as a retailer of bikes, that he might even eat that. But what they're trying to do now on CNN is they're dragging people, farmers, manufacturers, all kinds of folks that buy steel and different things like that, that this is going to have an adverse impact on our economy. They love for our economy to be tanking. The folks on CNN and MSNBC, you know that. I know that. I want to go to Cut 5 because Bill Gordon is the vice president of the American Soybean Association and was on yesterday or last night, actually, with Aaron Burnett and talking about the tariffs and how they're adversely impacting farmers. Here it is.
It's definitely real out here, Aaron. In the rural communities, we're starting to feel in our schools and down on Main Street when farmers are not making money and we're actually coming up with money from our savings accounts, basically our equity, and moving it into our cash flows to pay back our loans and our different inputs from those countries. And it's definitely starting to get dire out here in rural America.
And you're talking about, as things continue, what, $65,000 for you and your farm?
Yeah, for right now, just on our soybean farm, just between what my cost of production was, so basically zero to break even, right now I have to come up with another $65,000 just to plant this crop. It's more not to plant the crop. That's the unfortunate part, that we need to plant the crop. Actually, that's a lower loss percentage than not putting the crop in at all.
Wow. I mean, so when you say it's not a question of if you're losing money, it's how much you're losing. That's what you mean.
Correct. Right now, and then this time value of the tariffs, and there's other economic parts here. We've done a really good job of raising a crop. What we do here as American farmers, we have our counterparts in South America raising a great crop. That definitely puts strain on the markets also. But when you have the time value of the tariffs and no trade basically with China, they had offered 20 million metric tons of soybeans to be purchased. They've only purchased around 5 million metric tons. And so the other 15 now will probably be delayed till fall, which that is old crop soybeans instead of the new crop soybeans that we need to get rid of.
And when you talk about this, you know, that when you said that's what we do, I mean, I know you're talking about sort of the moral fabric of what it means to be a farmer and feel a purpose in providing food for others. This situation, I know, is hurting people's lives. And when I say lives, I mean lives. You're talking about even seeing a rise in suicides as a result of these tariffs.
Yeah, and all this economic downturn, a few years back, we had a great market in corn and soybeans and even wheat and different crops. That has turned in the last 5 years. We've had an economic downturn. Our prices have lowered. We've done a good job of overproducing like we do, trying to raise food. And now with these added tariffs, farmers are not getting their lines renewed. The banks are coming in and foreclosing on their farms, taking their family living away, and it's too much for some of them. And we've seen a definite increase in suicide rates and depression in farmers in the United States, especially the upper Midwest.
By the way, a piece of news we wanted to pass along. Tim Conway, the great comedian, you know, was on with Carol Burnett and so many other great stars. Tim Conway, dead at the age of 85. There'll be details coming up, I'm sure, at the top of the hour. But Tim Conway, one of the great comedic talents of the era that I grew up in, and he has apparently passed away at the age of 85. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You can do it right now if you want. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. Here's that number again, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Coming up, more from Rashida Tlaib. What is it she exactly said that has so many people up in arms relative to Muslims, their contribution to the Holocaust? Did they really shield? Did they provide a safe haven for Jews? Or is she trying to rewrite history? We'll let you be the judge. That's all coming up live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight Fever.
Here in Las Vegas is going to give us an update on what's going on They're doing some really dangerous things right now in swinging steel. These big steel, and you can see them hanging from cranes. But this is like dangerous stuff. I mean, people lose their lives on projects. Knock on wood, God forbid, everybody is safe and sound right now. But we'll talk a little bit about the dangerous side of building a project like the Raiders Stadium project. We will get to that top of the hour, but I wanted to, because I've had a couple of folks text me and via social media ask me what it is that she actually said, talking about Rashida Tlaib, the freshman congresswoman, and her assertion that Palestinians created a safe haven for Jews during the Holocaust. And historically, that is apparently, again, I don't pretend to be an expert, but we're being told by historians that that's absolutely flat out not true. What is it she actually said? Let's go to cut seven. This is Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
It's a kind of a calming feeling, I always tell folks. When I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust, and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, the human dignity, their existence in many ways have been wiped out, and some people's passport. I mean, just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews.
I don't know whether you buy into this or not, but that's what's being said. Now, Ben Shapiro, syndicated talk show host and a pretty smart guy, he talked last night on CNN about this whole notion of Rashida Tlaib trying to rewrite history. This was Ben Shapiro last night with Anderson Cooper.
So there's the stuff that she said that's anti-Semitic, and then there's the stuff that she said that is not anti-Semitic. The stuff that she said that's not anti-Semitic is the stuff where she actually laments the Holocaust, and so people are getting that wrong.
Right.
The stuff that she said that is actually anti-Semitic is the part where she talks about effectively Israel being created post-Holocaust as a sop to the Jews, that is historically inaccurate and wipes away the entire Jewish history of the land, which is 3,000 years old. The Balfour Declaration, signed in 1917, already started establishing a Jewish Israel. And then she creates this utterly fictional account where Palestinian Arabs were welcoming Jews into the British Palestine. That, of course, is not only untrue, it is the precise reverse of history. The leader of the Palestinian Arabs at the time, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, he was an ally of Hitler. He was calling for the final solution to be implemented in the Middle East. He was stumping for genocide against the Jews throughout his entire career. Palestinian Arab resistance to Jews living in British Palestine ended with the British actually refusing Jewish refugees from Europe in the midst of the Holocaust. So she is rewriting history to anti-Semitic effect here.
I mean, why, I guess, is my question. You know, I mean, do you think that she doesn't understand the history of it, or she chooses to see it differently? I mean, you can't really get into her head, but, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think that she perfectly well understands the actual history here, but the revisionist history serves an anti-Semitic goal, which is that Israel is illegitimate and ought to be abolished. She's a supporter of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. She suggested that if you are a supporter of Israel, you are guilty of dual loyalty in the past. I mean, she, along with Ilhan Omar, is part of an anti-Semitic contingent of the Democratic Party, now being protected by the Democratic leadership.
And by the way, he's right about that, being protected by the leadership. You would think that after saying what she said on to that radio talk show about shielding, you know, creating a safe haven for Jews during the Holocaust, it's just flat out wrong. I mean, it's just factually inaccurate. And that's where it gets more and more interesting. But Ben Shapiro is absolutely positively right about that. No, he really is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters, my buddy at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation, ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam. In fact, why don't you pick up the phone right now and call my buddy Sam Peters. Tell him Kevin sent you. Tell him you want a review of your insurance. And whether you live in Southern Nevada, Northern Nevada, the rurals, doesn't matter. Give him a call right now. Here's the number, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock. Do you know what time it is?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Isn't that the truth? By the way, Daniel will join us on Friday and wrap up week 15. We are into week 15. Can you believe that? Of the 80th Nevada legislature. Coming up on the show, I'm very excited. This is a show I always look forward to because I get to talk with Tommy White. Tommy White is the business manager, Laborers Union 872. This is a critical time and a dangerous time, perhaps, at the site of the Raiders Stadium project. We'll talk about that. Also, tariffs. We've been talking a lot about tariffs, the president and the battle with President Xi of China, and the potential trade war that's going on. What does it mean for workers? What does it mean for his members of Local 872? We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about bills that he's following in the 80th Nevada legislature. We're getting to a critical juncture here. It's all straight ahead. Trust me on this one. We are far from done. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. More on the hourly news coming up at the top of the hour. Live and local now.